Concerning Jeremiah the prophet, Jehovah set him over the nations to prophesy about events that were to come upon them. Jehovah told Jeremiah to pluck up and to break down and to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant, Jeremiah 1:10. These nations unto whom Jeremiah was to prophesy were to be rooted up, broken down, destroyed, and overthrown, all in the process of God's intent to bring Judah back from captivity and plant them in their own land. What Jehovah intended to do with the nations is similar to what must be done today through the gospel. Error must be plucked up, broken down, destroyed, and overthrown before the building and planting can begin. When the gospel is presented, there is a tendency of the natural man to cleave to something within which the body receives gratification. But Paul emphasizes that the child of God is to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good, Romans 12:9. This requires a change in thought and direction, as Paul stated, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Challenges will arise from familiar friends, that is, for the time past of our life, may suffice to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banqueting, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. The Apostle Paul recalled how the Thessalonians had turned unto God from idols to serve a living and true God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. This turning indicated an immediate and decisive change consequent upon the deliberate choice. Conversion is a voluntary act in response to the presentation of truth, W. Vines. This immediate and decisive change, consequent upon a deliberate choice, is not partial, but a complete turning to God from idols. Before Israel went into the land of Canaan, Moses told the people, "Ye shall surely destroy all the places wherein the nations that ye shall dispossess served their gods, upon the high mountains, and upon the hills, and under every green tree. And ye shall break down their altars, and dash in pieces their pillars, and burn their asherim with fire. And ye shall hewn down the graven images of their gods, and ye shall destroy their name out of that place," Deuteronomy 12:2 and 3. Stand against the wiles of the devil, and pluck up, and break down, and to destroy, and to overthrow, that when you build and plant, as Jeremiah identified Jeremiah 1:10, others may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven, Matthew 5 and verse 16.